Have you ever said to a friend, hey, let's go out to eat tonight. Let's say we get some Israeli food. Well, Michael Solomonov does whenever he travels. That's partly because he's a chef. He runs the restaurant Zahav in Philadelphia, and partly because he was born in Israel. Solomonov came here to Seattle a few months ago, and one of his missions was to find Israeli cuisine in our city. So I asked him to share what he found. But first, I wanted to know, since Israel's been home to so many different people, how does he define Israeli food?
So there's a couple different facets of it. There's like the food that's being cooked in Israel right now, you know, and that is, that's Arab food. That's like Jewish food, whatever that is. I say that in quotations because it's like nobody really knows what that is. But basically, Israel has got this, super varied, super diverse, super rich, groups of ethnicities and cultures and subsequently gastronomies, right? So you've got people that have all immigrated back in the last couple hundred years called Olim. It's like returning basically to Israel after being expelled from like Babylon or whatever, like the diaspora.
Yeah.
And then you've got people that have been there forever.
Okay, so you've got the physical Israel, you've got the influences from the diaspora. So is that the main thing that makes it different from just Middle Eastern food?
100%. And that's a great question, too. People all the time ask, well, isn't Israeli food just like shawarma and falafel? And there is very good shawarma and falafel. There's, you know, 20% of the country is Arab. So there's like, you know, things from the Levant, the Druze influence in the Galilee, West Bank Palestinian cooking, which is different from Gaza Palestinian cooking. And then you've got like, you know, my family came from Bulgaria, but before that, Spain. So you've got Sephardic Spanish, Balkan, they were conquered by the Ottomans, you know, so it's like turns into like Turkish. That's why like every, you know, culture in the Balkans has got stuffed grape leaves. It's
right.
Like the Ottoman, right? The Ottomans were there. They make kebab, they make kofta, all these things. And then it ends up being in Israel, right? So it's like that is one slight example of what Israeli food is.
So what is Israeli cuisine by the time it gets to Seattle? Where would I eat it? My friends and I, we don't say, hey, let's go out for Israeli.
No, you don't. That's a great question. And I think here, ironically, I ate in an Israeli restaurant this morning called Egg and Plants.
Yeah.
And I went in there not knowing what to expect because I think that a lot of people that open any ethnic restaurants, it was the same thing for Italian food like 50 years ago. It was like American Italian is not like Italian, right?
Right.
So you usually go into these places and it's like a businessman that opens a restaurant and they don't care necessarily about either the quality, the authenticity, whatever that like grandmother effect that you get from food.
Yeah.
They don't have that, which is a huge concern because that's where the magic is, right? So we go in there and I was like, man, this is so cool. There was like a chalkboard and it was like shakshuka. Do you know what that is?
No.
So that's a tomato pepper stew with eggs in it that's popularized by Israel, but it originally came from the North African Jews in the 50s. And then right underneath it was sabich. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
It is a fried eggplant sandwich that goes inside of pita that you put amba, which is like a mango pickle on, that was actually brought to Israel by the Iraqi Jews in the 1952 or 1953. And then underneath it was definitely something you've never heard of called malawach. All
Got
sounds
me.
Like Klingon, right? I know. But malawach was a laminated flatbread brought to Israel by the Yemenite Jews. And I was like, they understand Israeli cuisine because you've got Yemeni, Iraqi, and Moroccan or North African. And it was like really, really cool. And it was delicious. We had breakfast this morning. I jogged to West Seattle from downtown and then ate some Israeli breakfast. It was awesome.
We're no Tel Aviv, but we've got a mix of influences in the Seattle area.
Of course.
Do you find, what connections, if any, do you find between Northwest cuisine and Israeli cuisine?
Well, I think that really what Israeli cuisine is about a sort of cultural heritage, the food that your sort of ancestors cooked, and what you are using locally. Right. And I was trying to like answer this question a little bit earlier in my head because I'm a nerd and I only think about these things. And we were cedar plank salmon, which is something that you guys do all the time.
Yes,
right.
We do.
Coho salmon on a cedar plank to me is very similar to kofta or like chicken shishlik cooked over charcoal. It's got the same visceral effect. Right. It's something that is in a way indigenous to what you're doing here, using either local fuel, local technique of cooking, and local ingredients, you know? And it's almost ceremonial, right?
Yes.
Eating cedar plank salmon in Seattle is like a thing.
It's a ritual.
It's a ritual, right? So that's the general answer. But I was thinking about right now we're getting great rhubarb in the States, we're getting great rhubarb in eastern Pennsylvania, but my favorite rhubarb and berry comes from Richter Berries, which is here in Washington.
Uh-huh.
It's so good. This guy, I think it's George Richter, he makes, you know, he grows berries and he grows rhubarb, and we go crazy. We nearly bankrupt our restaurant whenever they're in season because we buy so much of it. And rhubarb is something that I love to use, and there's a Persian dish that is rhubarb that's braised with lamb and mint, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, that would make a lot of sense right now too, right? Rhubarb is in season. We get great lamb and let's do it. And I'm like, and if the rhubarb comes from Washington State and maybe you take like a little hazelnut action and you put that right on top, Is that Israeli food? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's how you cook Israeli food, or that's how you eat Israeli food globally.
Michael Solomonoff, James Beard Award-winning chef in Philadelphia. His restaurant and his cookbook are both named Zahav, and he talked to us about how ingredients and cooking here in the Northwest do or don't relate to Israeli cuisine. And he mentioned one place there that he finds Israeli food in Seattle. That was Eggs and Plants in Belltown. Solomonoff was in a documentary called In Search of Israeli Cuisine.